us is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
Yeah, this is slightly better.
All that for slightly.
Yeah, all that for slightly, but it is slightly better, so that's good.
How much better is it out of 8?
I'd say earlier it was a 2 out of 8, and now it's maybe a 5 max out of 8.
Oh, so it's still not great.
No, but I mean, maybe it's the time of day, or it's Monday. everything's slow to start on a Monday, hey?
I am as close to the router as you can be.
Yeah, I think it's got better.
And I've got 100 fibre now.
You thought was 1,000 fibre. That's the problem. I did.
I was really excited about it. And it's been a huge letdown that it's only 100. Also, I don't really know what any of the numbers mean.
No. No one does. As far as I can tell, the internet is the same speed as it has been for about a decade.
Yeah. Also, so I got the internet upgraded, and now the router's in the kitchen because it connects to there's a pole in the back garden. And he, no, that's a little joke. There's like a, you know, there's a pylon, not a pylon. What are they called? One of those electricity.
A pylon. No, now you've said pylon, I can't think of
it. Who knows? But the point is it's like it connects to the grid in the back garden. I live in a tenement flat with a big shared garden that backs onto another shared garden, and then there's another set of terrace tenement flats on the other side. So there's a big sort of thing. And there's a thing right in the middle, and it connects to a wire out of that. And so it's going to come into the kitchen. So now, all that's changed, I don't think the internet's any faster, I don't think it's any better, but now it's good in the kitchen and bad everywhere else, whereas previously it was good in the lounge and bad everywhere else. And the kitchen's actually quite a bad place for Josie and I, MasterChef quarterfinalist Josie Long, to do all of our radio at work and meetings. So if anything, life's worse. But I'm going to get one of those things that makes it... Basically, what I've done is I've signed up with this internet company, and they keep fixing it by charging me more.
Roger's internet.
Yeah. And then when I say it doesn't work, they say, oh, you just need this, and it's more a month. And then I get that, and they're like, I'm like, well, that hasn't worked. And they said, oh, don't worry, you just need this, and it's even more a month. And what's happened is I'm gonna get until I've paid for all of the things that they offer, and if it's the same, I'm going to go around to their house and kill them. But I'll keep paying for it, because I'm a gentleman.
I like that. Yeah, it's connected. It's funny, they had to put it in the kitchen. You did tell me that, because it's connected by a wire that seems to feed directly out of your neighbour's house.
It's weird, isn't it?
I'm not sure how official this whole system has been.
I know, and he wasn't wearing any sort of uniform or anything. He's
he had his company
like
knife.
He looked like my neighbour if you'd stuck on a moustache onto his moustache.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a lot of feedback for the last podcast episode, by the way. That people really enjoyed the dead horse section.
Oh, that speaks volumes to our audience. Yeah, that's I mean, I enjoyed it. I found it very funny. I can't remember what it was, but then again,
neither
that's true
I
of most
don't
things
retain
in life.
Anything. And last week we weren't here owing to forgot
sartorial choices. I was too pretty.
But we're going to record this podcast, then we're going to do our Patreon podcast, so if you enjoy it, you'd subscribe. And then we recorded last week. Was it last week we recorded some songs? Life is just so hard, isn't it? Hang on, I'm going to draw
You're going to draw... What are you drawing?
I'm going to draw the blind, not just like a picture of my...
Oh, right, okay. I've got to do some of my drawings. Give me a minute.
This is hard work. I'm just going to do a picture of the dog.
last week, ironically, it was very difficult to find the time to record because we were in the recording studio.
Yes.
But we were doing other things. We recorded a lot of songs. We recorded 25 songs. 28 songs. Or 8 songs. I can't remember. It was some
songs,
of the
but they're very short. They're short songs. They're meant to be short.
Yeah, they're meant to be short. They're a big, exciting, short form content
project.
Drive Yeah.
Ooh, Paddy.
It was really good. Synergy. We had Johnny down in London.
I was in London. I had the best couple of days of my life. We went to that pub.
The faltering fallback. Yeah.
Don't tell people. They'll come and find us. This is the most popular podcast on the internet.
We went to the fallback.
Do we get as many listens on this podcast as the most popular internet podcast?
We are in between the Joe Rogan Experience and Miriam Jigglesworth's gardening crash.
So that's the most and least popular podcasts.
I imagine we're somewhere in between there. I think we're as popular as Richard Herring, but like about 40 years ago.
When he was 20.
Yes, yeah, when he was 35.
Oh, yeah, because he's 75. I don't really know anything about Joe Rogan.
Neither do I. I've never listened to him. I know he's a bastard.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know. But is his name, is the Joe short for Josh?
Josh, what, like Rogan Josh?
Like a Rogan Josh.
Yep. Right, okay. Lovely. There was a statistic on the internet today, the Internet of Things.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
There's a big survey about what people find attractive in a partner.
is it Joe Rogan?
And it's Joe Rogan. No, I think it was that 56% of people surveyed said they wouldn't even consider a first date with someone if that person enjoyed the show, The Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, fair enough. Is he quite men's rightsy then?
I think so. He's like Captain Alt-Right. Like, do you want to do a show called It'll Be Alt-Right on the Night?
It'll be alt-right if we fight.
Yes, okay, today, yeah, I think, yeah, why not? Every little thing is going to be alt-right.
You don't have to be alt-right to work here. In fact, you mustn't.
No.
Be.
It doesn't help, yeah.
I was thinking, at some point, because we were talking to someone who's going to help us with our social media, Clang.
Oh, yeah,
and,
good.
They're going to put out little adverts for this by using some other stuff. And do they need video footage of the podcast to do that? Because I was thinking this is actually quite nice. Where I am filming is quite nice as a location because I'm in. It's quite normally I film in the dark with my clothes off, but today hanging upside down by one ankle, as you know.
Yeah.
Knowing that,
like a shit bat,
like a shit bat, and knowing that gradually I'll sort of gradually descend, and then when the string holding my left ankle up breaks, that's the end of the episode. That's normally how we time them. You of course don't know this because we don't film them. Yes, I am like an hourglass.
I think it would be appropriate for this sort of podcast if we had a literal fuse that was lit at the start that led up to something. I imagine your sound card blowing up at the end.
Oh, that would be awful.
I think it is a nice backdrop for you. And also, I'm not in it today, but I've finally finished. Well, I haven't finished unpacking, but the office
closer.
I will at some point work in is now ready. And I have made some decisions there so that it looks nice behind where I sit. So we could film it and do them as little things. It would add an extra layer of tech that I'm not sure we're ready for. We can make them with the little you know where you have a little
the goobs
you know the picture and then the little sound waves that are like hello how are you
how do you do it with the pictures no not that like when they film a podcast
I imagine there's probably even a button on this screen that I could press to film it but then I'm not that bright so
well you don't own that
we might have to upgrade to some kind of premium version you know. Because there's
I'm
loads of programs
of getting,
that do this for us. Oh, you're getting a tattoo, are you?
No, I'm thinking of getting Otter Premium.
Now what's that? And is this a bit?
No, it's not a bit. It's my latest thing. It's not a pyramid scheme. No, it's a new piece of tech that I've started using. And what it does is it records your meetings.
Right.
And then it sends you at the end of them a voice recording having typed it up. I mean, I don't know if they've got someone who does that or it's a machine. So you get a transcript.
It's a transcript, right.
Yeah.
Levels, I imagine it's a machine because, I mean, how much does this cost? What is Otter Prime?
It's free.
Who told
it's currently
you
free.
Yeah, I imagine that if it's currently free, there probably isn't someone sat there also on the call going, God, I've got to get all this down.
I know, and thinking, how are we ever going to turn a profit on this?
Yes, it's a waste of this Otter's time.
Yeah. Well, it's £110 to get it for the year. And I don't have that. But if I did, I'll think about it. What do you think about that?
I think that sounds like a huge return on investment, considering that we already record all of our calls for this. And then whenever we type something up for a meeting, we then never look at that document again. So
That is actually true. And it does also, it types up all the things you say that are stupid. It doesn't have a function for that. Yeah. It doesn't at the end of it go, that whole middle bit where you talked about geese, we can just forget that.
Yeah, exactly. Cut that. Well, there's. I mean, I think what we need to do, we should start the episode at some point soon, by the way, but what we need to do is we need to get the podcast so popular. I think it's like the Oscars. No, it's like celebrities. But once
it's like the Joe Rogan experience.
It's like the Joe Rogan experience. You know, once you get more successful, you get more stuff for free, which is the opposite of how life should work. Yeah. But you know, like when they go to the Oscars and they go, here's your goodie bag, it's worth more than most people's salary over 15 years. And sure. Whereas we don't go to the Oscars and we occasionally get a sort of free badge from a person trying to, you know, sell us on a pyramid scheme. But
we do get invited to the Oscars, we just don't go.
We never go, can't afford the flights.
We never can't afford
Where
the flights.
Where is the Oscars?
Los Angeles in America.
Ah, okay. Ah, the West of America.
The West Wing.
Yeah, great. That's like also something that contains West. Yes, these are all good thoughts. Welcome to Johnny
West
the Baptist. Happiness
is set no, okay. on the East Coast.
On the island of... yes,
scary.
Yeah. welcome to Johnny the Baptist. Happiness is out there with us, Johnny and the Baptist.
I'm Johnny and the Baptists.
And I'm there too. We got some feedback.
Did we?
Yes, we did. Well,
hang on. Up until that moment, because we're about 13 minutes in now. I know this because I've got a timer on, because at some point quite soon I've got to stir the dahl that I've made.
Yeah, you do have to stir the dahl, yeah. Which is useful that you're already in the kitchen.
Now that you've just said hello and welcome to the episode, sort of effectively halfway through, does that mean all of the first part was a cold open?
Yes, I imagine. So. See, this is what I think people do.
Do you think we should put the... Sorry, I'm going to speak over you until you...
No, it's fine. With the delay, we're always speaking over each other anyway, so it's fine.
But my question to you is this.
Yes.
After you've said hello and welcome to the show, are you going to put the theme tune for the show in there?
No, that would require a level of effort beyond what I'm... No, I think, well, because now it's into the scripted stuff, you know. Like now it's the written bit.
Sorry, I'll get my pages. Yes, Paddy,
you get
I
the
did
notes.
Think that.
Yes, you did. I'd like to... you see, the annoying thing is, I was like, now I've prepared something. Now I haven't.
I haven't prepared anything, but I've just had a thought.
Yeah. Yeah,
Schofield doesn't look so bad now the brand stuff is out.
Yeah, great. Yeah, here we go. Kick off with topic one. Fucking hell.
He doesn't. He doesn't seem anything like as bad if you compare him to Russell Brand.
Well, that's true. That's true of a dead
of most
shit.
People. Yeah, like, fair enough.
That guy's a fucking asshole.
Do you remember when that woman put a cat in the bin?
Yeah, bin person.
Yeah.
Cat
what
bin.
I would say,
cat bin top.
Cat,
when was
cat
that?
Bin
10
lady.
Years ago?
40 years ago. It was during World War II.
Yeah, it was when Richard Herring was 41. Yeah.
Just before Richard Herring turned 50, during World War II. She doesn't look so bad now, does she? Now that it turns out most of the people in the entertainment industry are sex predators. Where's her show?
Yeah, am I right?
I would watch This Morning.
Yeah.
Hosted by Cat Bin Lady and the £1 fish guy. Do you remember the £1 fish?
Yeah.
Come on, ladies. £1 fish. See, yeah. I think we need more wholesome celebrities, and they need to be people on the street who've done something weird or awful, because that's still better than being a serial sex predator, as appears to be the case with a lot of the people who we already knew about, but we weren't allowed to say for legal reasons.
Yeah. Well, some people, you are allowed to say for legal reasons, and then nothing's done about it as well.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that's done about it is Russell Brand's enormous litigious team of lawyers contact you, put pressure on you, and try and ruin your life. Yeah. I've derailed this, sorry, with a bit of a silly thing. Look, two things. What was the bit that you prepared? And secondly, may I stir the dal?
You can stir the dal, and I'll tell you about this very nice message that we got that said it's from John. He's not made up.
It's called John Not Made Up.
He's called John Not Made Up, and he says...
I'm going to put the microphone down. Hang on, sorry. I'm going to put the microphone down while I stir the dal, but I'll still be listening.
God, it's a great show, isn't it?
So don't ask me any questions.
John says...
I can respond... Let me finish.
John. Fucking John. He's right. Have you gone? Oh, he's gone. Right. But I can see him. Look, he hasn't quite made it to the dial yet. But
I'm listening.
Remember, you've got headphones plugged in and there's a wire, please. John says... He just wanted to say that you, meaning us, Johnny in the back, I just wanted to say that you really do bring people joy with what you do, maybe more than you realise, as it's the quiet ones who don't say anything but do listen to your fun stuff and your serious stuff and relate to most of it. It helps knowing that other people have been through similar experiences and can talk about it. God, that's quite a loud spoon. Just in case, sometimes it feels like you're shouting into the void. You're really not. Love, John. Now, I really enjoyed that message because you've hung up the phone. Now Johnny's calling me back. Wait one sec. No, okay, hang on. Wait.
Hung up on you there a bit by mistake. Oh, hang on.
And he's hung up.
Unfortunately.
He's hung up again.
Are you still there? I've accidentally turned on the radio. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Johnny Donahoe.
I'm still here. Nothing's changed. The dal is not cooked.
Okay, great. What kind of...
Firstly, could you finish
think about John?
Well, I didn't hear the very end of it.
Okay, it was basically a very nice message saying that he really likes our stuff and lots of people do.
Oh, no, I did hear it.
It can feel a bit like we're shouting into the void.
No, I heard
lots
it.
Of quiet people who enjoy our stuff.
Yeah, and that's lovely.
Yeah.
I sort of genuinely meant that. It just came across tonally as though I didn't.
It was weird, but I was really touched by that message, and I wanted to read it out loud.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Definitely not made up.
Yeah, John's real. We've got another message here from John, who says, give him all the money. Yum, 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 yum. Two things. It's been quite disjointed this episode. Is everything all right with your phone?
No, look, could you carry on? You're the business end of this.
yeah, that is traditionally what it is. How's this dial
I've
going?
Not taken my ADHD pill. That's what it is.
I think that is what it is, because has been gold.
Normally my intention is to take the pill just before the episode.
No, actually, you know what it could be? If you take it at the start of this episode, then it means the Patreon one will be really good.
that is true. Hang on, I'll just get some water.
Oh, my God.
okay, I'm back. I've not gone anywhere. I'm going to take the pill now. This is methylphenidate. Don't chew it.
Don't chew it. Oh, lovely. Look at that lovely pill.
Mm.
Those pills those, are delicious, aren't they? They are.
And they're absolutely huge.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You've got to chop them up like a chorizo and fry them for a bit.
Yeah, that's a lovely message from John. Thank you very much, John. That's a nice thing to hear, especially on a Monday.
Yeah. I just like reading stuff out sometimes. We do read stuff.
We do. We can read. Sending things. I'm just going to itch my beard. And, Paddy, what was the other thing you wanted to bring up? You said that there were two things.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say there was one?
Oh, the second. No, the second thing was this dal. What kind of dal are you making?
It's green lentil, which you have to soak overnight, the lentils. Okay. And then I have cooked, I've finely diced a green bell pepper, as they call it in the States. We just call it a green pepper. But I suppose the bell differentiates between a chili pepper and a sweet pepper. The green pepper's never very sweet. a whole leek, big old leek, and a big carrot. Finely diced them. I fried them. Added some ginger and garlic. Added some cumin. Some paprika, some garam masala, and some turmeric, or turmeric, depending on which one's right. I can't remember.
I think it's turmeric.
And then I added to that the pre-soaked green lentils, which I then put in a sieve. So just the lentils. Fried that for a sec, blah, blah, blah. Added some water, added a tin of cherry tomatoes. You can get those tinned from a shop.
Right.
Or if you don't do that, you can have... Josie Long buys them. And then added some more water, put it on to cook for an hour or maybe a bit less, 45 minutes. And while that's in on there, I cut up a green squash, you know, like a...
A lot of green in this. Yeah.
And it's not actually green, it's orange, but the outside is green. I cut that up, I put some oil and salt on it, and I put it in the air fryer. And then I throw that in at the end with some spinach. Because I'm trying to...
Yeah,
I don't know if
great.
I've ever mentioned. I'm on the Zoe...
I saw someone, though. I saw someone out and about with one of the things that looks like a... It looks like a... You know when you inflate or a sort of bed
deflate?
Or something, and it's got that sort of valve on it?
Yes.
I saw someone with what looked like one of them on their arm, and it was a Zoe-branded sort of, I imagine, sort of blood...
Valve.
Checker. Valve.
Yeah, it's so that we can send them our blood because they're... Well, they're vampiric, even if they're not vampires.
Vampirish, yeah.
Was it someone called Zoe?
Well, it could have been. I didn't ask. I just saw it. But it said...
Or it could have been Val.
On their arm. It could have been Val. It could have been... Lovely. But yeah, you don't have one of the sort of valves, do you?
No, they couldn't find one that would stay. So <I'm, laughs> the problem is, I am just so perpetually moist and wet.
Yeah. The valve just slides right off you. Yeah.
No, I didn't do the... I don't know why I didn't do the blood. I sent them blood, but I didn't get the valve. They asked me to. It always sounds worse.
Yeah. So we're excited about the dal. We're excited about John. What else is what like? I feel this has been like I'm enjoying this hugely. I get quite lightheaded during these. I don't know why.
Well, your flat
I think
is
it's
of
still
course,
in the sort of aftermath
famously
of COVID.
Full of
gas.
Gas. That's what I was going to say.
Sort of raw gas. Do you know? This is fun about gas. Back about 100 years ago, I think. I don't know that.
Before Richard Herring was even 25 years old.
When there was, you know, when... I mean, I know we still have gas, but when gas was also a thing in London, and I imagine other cities, they had all the pipes, right? And they still have pipes. Oh, God, I'm so lightheaded, Johnny. No, this is interesting.
Is it?
You had the gas company that gave everyone all the gas. British Gas, I imagine.
Yeah.
Gave everyone all the gas. And other companies would dig and they'd get those pipes and they'd connect their own pipes, right? And then they'd siphon off that gas and then they'd go to different neighbourhoods in the East End or whatever and sell their gas for slightly cheaper, which was still the same company's gas. And they'd be siphoning it off and selling it to people. And the way you could tell is you'd take off like a light fitting or the back of your stove, and a gas person would come around back when it was coin operated, and they'd come and empty your thing. And they'd be able to tell if your gas was being siphoned from a different house and they weren't getting the money for it. They'd blow into the pipe to make briefly reduce the pressure in the gas pipe. And if the lights flickered in your neighbor's house, they could tell that you would even, you might not be doing it on purpose, but you'd be nicking your neighbor's gas and using a third-party gas company. And they'd blow into the pipe and see what lights in the street went off to see which connections were doing it. And if you blew too hard, you'd blow all the lights out, and then the stoves would start leaking gas into everyone's house. So you had to be really good at it.
Yeah, it's a really good... You know, and did you dream this?
I wonder if I did, because I don't know a lot about this sort of thing. But I do for some, maybe someone told me this story whilst I was pissed. My friend Tom came over the other day... dressed as the Hamburglar. And he had a sack. He had a sack of McDonald's burgers.
No, that is a dream. That's got to be a dream.
No, I might have to post this picture online, but I'm going to show it to you over on the Internet of Things. I'm going to show it to you, Johnny.
What? How did this even come about?
It's my friend Tom dressed as the Hamburglar.
Was this... okay.
He dresses up a lot, that Tom. I hope he's all right. But, yeah...
If there's a bit of noise. Josie's decided to come in and just start... use the kitchen as though it's a kitchen, when, as we both know, it's a podcast studio. She's making
I'm
the flatbreads.
I'm in my kitchen as well.
Are you?
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Because I remember my house doesn't have very many rooms.
I understand that now.
Yeah. But anyway, that was my gas and story.
Well, it was absolutely lovely. I really enjoyed it.
I think it's true.
Were you told the gas story by your friend who was dressed as the Hamburglar?
I think... He wants to buy. Now, he texted me this very late last night. He texted me and he said, another one of my ADHD mates has got hold of a horse box.
A horse box?
Yeah. He was like, he's got hold of this horse box. Do you want to buy it off him? And I was like, well, no, I don't have any money or need for it. He's like, no, because he was like, you love cooking, I love cooking. Kazim loves cooking. James loves cooking. Why don't we buy this horse box and start a food truck called The Horse? And he's always wanted to be like a food truck guy. And James then texted me and was like, don't let Tom buy this horse box off his weird mate, because Tom will get obsessed with it and then we'll all end up having to work in this horse box. It'll be awful. And Tom's like, you have to stop him. And I was like, no, because it's his dream. We should let him buy the horse box and then work out his own mistake. But he's now texting me constantly being like, what are we going to sell from my horse box?
Does it have to be called The Horse?
He wants to call it The Horse. Now, one, there was a crucial misunderstanding in that I thought a horse box was like, you know, when they used to have... Maybe this is what I was thinking, the gas thing. You know, they used to have horse and traps.
Yes.
And the little fella would ride on it. I thought that it was that. And I thought we'd need a horse. And then we'd sell stuff off the back of the cart, which I thought would at least be entertaining. But what it is it's just a van that you keep horses in.
It's just a van for keeping a horse in.
Yeah, which I think you should just buy a van at that point. Surely it won't... If you call it The Horse, then you need a horse.
Well, it is a horse box. You don't need a horse. Okay, look, We're clutching at a lot of hypothetical straws here, but yes, I don't think you should buy a horse box.
I'm not going to. He's, I think, gone ahead and done it.
Oh, he's already bought the horse box.
Well, I think he might have, and I think he's under the impression that I've agreed to a job there.
If I was at a festival of food, let's say, and I almost certainly wouldn't be, but if I was, and one of the trucks was called The Horse and was an old horse box... I would assume they'd be selling horse meat.
Yeah.
And if not horse meat, then heroin. I would not go there, and I would not choose it. And I'm afraid for that reason I'm out. I can't invest.
And is Josie going to invest, or?
Josie's quite busy with these flatbreads, so I don't think she's going to invest either.
Well, I do need money to pay off this horse thing. If you're interested, let him know. Those are my weird things that have happened.
Well, I guess that's an episode, isn't it? I mean, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's been an honour. Now, we're going to switch over straight away to the Patreon episode, I think. Yes. We might have to take a break. I've got to check on the dial. I don't know to what extent you've been able to hear my partner, MasterChef quarter finalist Josie Long, making these flatbreads.
I'd say it's been 30 to 40% of the audio.
Okay, so maybe we'll do the Patreon episode in 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great. I love you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. They come out on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Thursday when we get them out, but we try and do Monday.
Yep.
If you enjoy the show, you can support us on Patreon for as little as £5 a month, and you also get all sorts of other things like songs, audio songs, videos.
And the new chat, cooking show.
And the new cooking show, which is very good. And we're also going to do a series called How To.
Yeah. How To for now.
And we're going to make things, but in a toilet.
Yeah, I can't remember what the plan was, but we were very we were very drunk. But yeah, How To. We got the cooking show, we got How To for now. I don't know why it's called that. And even more to come shortly. So join us over on there for as little as £5 a month.
Goodbye. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
If happiness is even real, then
finding it is not for you.
But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down, so maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around comes around.